I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins now.
Good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock. I'm Grant Nielsen filling in for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report is breaking news on Utah's afternoon news. A woman in her 20s is dead after being hit by a wrong-way driver on I-215 this afternoon, and we learned just 10 minutes ago that the wrong-way driver, a woman in her 80s, has also died. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live on the scene. Kelly, I know I-215 eastbound is open and it is restricted. What else can you tell us?
Yeah, it is partially open, though the fast lane is still closed. Now, how did this accident all happen, Grant? UHP Sergeant Nick Street says this afternoon the elderly woman drove up a northbound off-ramp.
That goes to 3900, 3300 south there. That's about 3-4 miles on 215.
So at about 2300 east is where she hit a pickup, sideswiped a van, and then as she tried to avoid other cars, she hit a woman in her 20s head-on who died on impact. UHP says they don't think the elderly woman was impaired, just confused. Live in Holiday, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The shootings in Grantsville.
Hundreds of people came to say goodbye to the Grantsville family murdered in their home last week. Funeral services were held for the Haney family before they were laid to rest. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. And Paul, what did you hear about the family today?
Well, here are some of the nice comments that were said at the funeral. Some of the things they were used, that phrases described them: a mama bear, a great artist, a caring friend, and a fierce ninja. Those are some of the terms that people use to describe the members of the Haney family during the funeral services in Grantsville today. The chapel, Culture Hall, were filled with people wishing to say goodbye. Brent and Nelda Eggett have known the Haney since 2010, and they say Alejandra Haney lived for her kids.
The mother's always been good to teach them things that they would need to know as they got older and became adults themselves. And so
she was an excellent cooker, a baker, taught her kids all the trades.
Inside, people wore different colored ribbons to honor each of the children, and there were plates of cookies outside the chapel and the foyers to honor Alejandra. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah has a new dinosaur species. Maria Chaleos has details.
Grant, this is the Allosaurus gymnadsoni. It was unveiled today at the Utah Museum of Natural History. Paleontologists at the museum showed off the new discovery.
The lower part of its jaw is more straight. The skull is narrower. This makes it a little bit more gracile compared to the stronger skull that we have in Allosaurus fragilis.
Parts of the first specimen were found in Dinosaur National Monument in northeastern Utah in the 1990s. Its unusual name is after the state's first paleontologist, James Madsen Jr. A new dinosaur was found, but the Tracy Aviary is missing a bird. The red-tailed cockatoo apparently was scared off by a wild eagle and somehow escaped from the aviary. They're asking people who live near Liberty Park in Salt Lake to keep a sharp eye out for the bird. Her name is Matilda. She has dark feathers and plumage on the top of her head and a reddish tail. You can see photos of Matilda on the KSL News Radio Facebook page.
The race for Utah governor.
In 1 week, the top candidates for governor will debate Your Voice, Your Vote 2020 Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Maria, the first governor's debate will be at the Silicon Slopes Tech Summit at the Salt Palace next Friday. It starts at 11 a.m. Today's the deadline for the candidates to qualify. John Huntsman Jr., Spencer Cox, Greg Hughes, Thomas Wright, Jeff Burningham, and Amy Winder Newton have all raised at least the $50,000 in donations it takes to make it on stage. Meantime, Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren has hired staff to lead her campaign in Utah. Marcus Stevenson will work as Warren's organizing director. The campaign also named a regional director for Salt Lake County and another one for Central and Southern Utah. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Democrats making their case for a third day in the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump. House managers detailing how they say Mr. Trump pressured Ukraine in a scheme to cheat in the 2020 election and blocked Congress from investigating. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, during a media briefing today, saying the president is working through it all.
He's doing his job as president. I think the real question, Ann, is why is Congress not doing its job?
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is critical of his GOP colleagues, who also say the Senate should get back to regular business.
You know what the business of the Senate has been in the entire last year? 22 amendments on the floor of the Senate in the entire year. We had 11 amendments on the first day of this trial.
This is the final day for Democrats to make their case against the president. Several polls out this week show majority of Americans would like to see the Senate take some witnesses. Polling from ABC News, The Washington Post shows 66% of Americans want the Senate to call new witnesses. Polls from Politico, CNN, the Associated Press, Reuters, and Quinnipiac all show over 57% support as well. Other national stories KSL is following. The Trump administration is threatening to take away money from health care for California because the state requires insurance plans to cover abortions.
The announcement from the White House was meant to coincide with the president's appearance at the March for Life anti-abortion event at the U.S. Capitol. Under the administration's order, the Federal Health and Human Services Department is issuing a notice of violation, giving California 30 days to comply with federal law. The head of HHS says California is violating the law by requiring insurance plans to cover abortions. California, which is constantly suing President Trump, is showing no sign of ending that requirement. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The Washington State Department of Transportation is releasing some photos today that look an awful lot like Sasquatch. The department posted some photos on their Twitter account showing a Bigfoot-like figure walking along State Route 20 and Sherman Pass. This mythical creature has been associated with the Pacific Northwest and causes many discussions when alleged photos are posted. Grant, you lived in the Pacific Northwest. What do you think? Does Bigfoot live there?
Well, I never saw Bigfoot, Sasquatch myself, but I worked with a lot of people who believed.
They were convinced.
They were believers. Okay. I'm still skeptical. KSL News Time 5:06. Let's take our first look at the 5 o'clock report in traffic, and it's brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services.
The freeway is open again, eastbound I-215 South Belt, but delays linger from Union Park all the way over to the crash at 2300 East, where the left lane remains blocked. We have delays in Summit County due to Sundance slowdowns on the surface streets in Park City, and delays for Davis County drivers as well, northbound I-15, leaving Farmington through Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
This portion of Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Maria?
Grant's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo apparently doesn't want to talk about Ukraine. The Hill and NPR say Pompeo lashed out at an NPR reporter after an interview where he was asked about Ukraine and other issues connected to President Trump's impeachment trial. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly says Pompeo used the F word multiple times and asked her if Americans care about Ukraine. In the interview, Pompeo said he only agreed to talk with NPR's All Things Considered to discuss U.S. strategy in Iran. President Trump hosting a group of the country's mayors and was touting the U.S.'s economy this afternoon.
African-American, Hispanic-American, Asian-American unemployment have reached the lowest levels ever recorded in the history of our country.
A new report shows Utah is the first country for job growth, is the first in the country for job growth, I should say, and the lowest for unemployment. ABC News received an audio tape that appears to be a conversation between President Trump and Lev Parnas, the man who President Trump has repeatedly said he does not know and who is also one of the central figures in the president's impeachment drama. The tape was made during a private dinner. ABC's chief White House correspondent, Jonathan Carl.
The president has repeatedly denied knowing Rudy Giuliani's former associate, Lev Parnas.
I don't know him. I don't believe I've ever spoken to him. I don't know Parnas, other than I guess they had pictures taken, which I do with thousands of people.
But ABC News has reviewed a recording of what appears to be a conversation between Parnas, the president, and others. A copy of the recording is in the hands of the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York. Sources familiar with the recording say it was made in April 2018 at a private dinner at the Trump International Hotel in Washington.
Security in Miami is prepping for Super Bowl 54. That even includes the U.S. Coast Guard. Here's Sector Miami Commander Captain Joe Ann Bernadine.
Anyone who's going out on a vessel, really understand what your limitations are. If you're going to consume alcohol, please keep in mind the same rules that apply when you're driving a vehicle on the roads here in South Florida. They apply when you're driving a vessel.
Super Bowl is 1 week from Sunday. KSL News Time, 5:09.
And let's take a look at Triple Team traffic. It's nice that we don't have emergency traffic right now, Ricky. Things are smoothing out. Brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services.
Right. Traffic is starting to move through the area once again, eastbound I-215 South Belt, but that left lane remains blocked at 2300 East. We also have unusual slowing eastbound I-80. It starts after 7th East and continues almost to 2300 East. Southbound I-15, a little heavy and slow, but nothing too crazy out there. It's a lighter than normal commute. Southbound with heavy and slow traffic, Murray to Midvale. Northbound I-15, also lighter than normal, but still a little busy as you're going from 90th up to the South Interchange. Michelle?
Well, it's still lighter than normal on Bankator Highway. We do have some small delays, though, around the 201 freeway, again going through South Jordan and into Riverton. If you're on I-15 into Utah County, that is where you're going to see some more slowdowns. This is as you're going toward the point of the from the point of the mountain toward SR-92 all the way over through the construction in Lehigh, again Pleasant Grove to Linden. And we're also busy if you're on the surface streets up in Park City. Steve?
And northbound 15, just a bit thick and slow in spots from downtown Salt Lake City up to the North Interchange. And sluggish traffic in Davis County, Kaysville up to the Layton Hills Mall. Looks like Legacy and the West Belt 215 are cruising right along, delay-free. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together, every 10 minutes on the nines. Kevin Eubank has the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report. An hour-by-hour description as we head towards Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Grant. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, mostly cloudy skies, still a few lingering showers out there. Temperatures will be right around 40 degrees. We'll fall down into the upper 30s for 6 and 7, mid-30s for 8 and 9. Ultimate lows will be at 34 degrees in Salt Lake. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now downtown, we have 40 degrees at Broadcast House. Well, let's go in depth now with Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk. Maria, what have you got?
Grant, people in Russia's third biggest city thought they were right in the middle of a real-life Jumanji game yesterday. You can see exactly what happened right now on the KSL News Radio app. A pair of elephants, Carla and Rainey, escaped the nearby circus troupe, and they played in the snow. They were kind of stunning the residents. They definitely escaped. The massive animals escaped the troupe while the troupe was attempting to load its animals into a truck so they could move to another city. Now, though the handlers eventually wrangled the elephants after managing to get a rope around one of Carla's front legs, she did not relent. You can see
it looks like it's a tug of war.
Yeah, she wanted to fool around in the snow before she was going back into whatever they're transporting her. Now, the ordeal shows her crossing the street en route to the residential building so she could play in that precious snow. There was a lot more across the street, obviously. She did ignore a passerby who, for some reason, believed he could stop the elephant by gripping her trunk.
Oh, no.
Can you stop the elephant? Like, you can see him.
Yeah.
They grab her trunk.
It didn't work.
Didn't stop her a bit.
It didn't work. The KSL News Radio app is powered by Any Hour Services. We're learning more today about riveting testimony from Annabella Sciorra at Harvey Weinstein's trial. ABC's Amy Robach has that.
Explosive testimony as actress Annabella Sciorra took the stand on Thursday, testifying against Harvey Weinstein, the man she says attacked her in her New York City apartment more than 25 years ago. Most famous for her Emmy-nominated role as Tony Soprano's mistress on The Sopranos. Sciorra was an up-and-comer in Hollywood in the early 90s, appearing in movies like The Hand That Rocks the Cradle around the time she met Weinstein at an industry event. In court on Thursday, Shiora, now 59, at times visibly shaken, taking the stand for hours, recounting the night she says she was sexually assaulted by Weinstein nearly three decades ago, refusing to use his name, only referring to him as the defendant. Tears streaming down her face, Shiora telling the jury after the Hollywood titan dropped her off from a group dinner with Uma Thurman and several others, he forced his way into her Manhattan apartment and pinned her hands above her head, assaulting her as she fought back, punching him, kicking him. The actress says that when she confronted Weinstein weeks later, he leaned into me and said, "This remains between you and I." His eyes were black. I thought he was going to hit me right there. Weinstein's defense team fighting back, trying to undermine Shiora's credibility, claiming she showed up drunk to the set of their movie, The Night We Never Met, which she denies. The defense team also pointing out that Shiora didn't call police and asking why, a few years later, upon learning that Weinstein staying at the same hotel she was during the Cannes Film Festival, she didn't turn to her co-stars Robert De Niro and Sylvester Stallone for protection.
Actress Rosie Perez testified at the trial today and says Shiora told her back in 1993 about that sexual assault. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report. Bad news for Star Wars fans, especially those who like The Mandalorian on Disney+. Oh, Nick Wyatt is here. What's the bad news?
Grant, the highly anticipated Obi-Wan Kenobi series is on hold.
Oh, no.
Several sources say Disney and Lucasfilm have hit the brakes to give the show a bit of a retool. Star Wars enthusiasts have been chomping at the bit for this spinoff after it was announced that Ewan McGregor would return to play the Jedi Master. Reports are swirling that Lucasfilm execs just aren't happy with the scripts. But we're also hearing the series will be cut from six episodes to four, and McGregor was actually quoted by comicbook.com saying it could be another year before they pick production back up.
Oh, but it will happen eventually.
That's what they say, but they've also been saying that for a while now.
For years. I thought you were going to say something about The Mandalorian. Just keep that one going the way it is. Thank you very much, Nick. KSL News Time 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
two women are dead after a fatal crash on Holiday on I-215 this afternoon. A woman in her 20s died when the woman in her 80s hit her going the wrong way. I'm KSL News Radio's Carol Hoffelmeyer.
Second, France has confirmed its third case of the coronavirus. Now, these are the first cases found in Europe. Authorities said all three sickened people had traveled to China, two of them in the same family. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services.
And we do have the left lane blocked from the earlier crash mentioned, eastbound I-215 South Belt. 2300 East is still causing just a little bit of a jam up in the area. Also a crash. This is going to be on I-80 eastbound at 2300 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little rain and snow today, but a bit of a break for our Saturday. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Downtown Salt Lake, we've got 40 degrees, 58, and clear conditions in St. George. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This is the third and final day for House Democrats to explain their arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. Leading House Manager Adam Schiff saying that unless stopped, President Trump will continue to push investigations into debunked conspiracy theories.
Do you think it's going to stop now? Do you think if we do nothing, it's going to stop now? All of the evidence is to the contrary. You know it's not going to stop.
Responding to an ABC News report that a recording exists from a private dinner that appears to include President Trump saying he wants then U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch fired, White House counsel Kellyanne Conway.
We've always maintained he can have whichever staff we serve at his pleasure, cabinet, ambassadors that he would like. How that anything you're describing now is a high crime or misdemeanor, it leads to an impeachable offense and a removal of a democratically elected president 8 months before the next election, is a puzzle to me.
President's lawyers are expected to start their defense arguments tomorrow. Updating the deadly coronavirus in the past hour, Chinese health officials report at least 15 new deaths in the city where it originated, Wuhan. Total deaths now around 40, all in China. Cases totaling more than 900 worldwide. The U.S. has two confirmed cases. Dr. Allison Arwady, Chicago Public Health Commissioner.
The CDC does not believe that in the time before symptoms have developed, patients are likely to be able to be transmitting coronavirus.
Court papers say Delta Airlines is being fined $50,000 for ordering three Muslim passengers off planes even after the airline's own security officials cleared them to travel. Delta denied that it discriminated, but agreed it could have handled the situations differently. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah's unemployment rate is down to just 2.3%. That's the lowest on record. Department of Workforce Services Chief Economist Mark Knoll talked today on KSL's Live Mic with Lee Lonsberry, and he says new numbers from December are out today.
We still continue to have strong job growth that mirrors what we had seen in prior months and actually multiple years, 3% job growth or higher. It's 3.3% in December. But the culmination of all of that job growth over multiple amounts of years is that it's employing a lot of workers. And as it employs so many workers, naturally the unemployment rate is going to lower and come down. And the culmination of that is here in December, the unemployment rate for the state of Utah is 2.3%, and that's the lowest recorded unemployment rate we've ever had. We're first in the nation, tied with two other states, for a 2.3% unemployment rate, and our job growth rate at 3.3% is the highest in the nation.
Knoll says he expects Utah's unemployment rate to drop even further by the end of the year. KSL News Time 519, Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. First to Ricky Meese.
Southbounders on I-15, traffic is lighter than normal. It's still just a little heavy and slow as you're approaching and passing the South Interchange. Northbound I-15, a little busy and slow, 90th to 72nd. And then if you're traveling eastbound I-80, we have an accident about 2300 east. It's mostly to the left shoulder, but we're still seeing delays back to I-15, and traffic starting to move through the area once again. The left lane still blocked eastbound I-215 South Belt at 2300 east. Michelle?
Well, Bankator Highway starting to get a little busier now. Those delays are going to span from Salt Lake down to the Riverton-Bluffdale line. I-15 into Utah County, that's also a little busy still as you're going from the point of the mountain through the construction in Lehigh. Busier as you're going from Pleasant Grove to Linden. And if you're traveling on Kearns Boulevard or Deer Valley Drive up in Park City, that's going to be busy, as well as Highway 224 toward Kimball Junction. Steve?
Got a few backups on Beck Street northbound at the I-15 merge as you leave downtown Salt Lake City. Northbound I-15, a little thick and slow at 23rd North Warm Springs Road up to the North Interchange. And some Davis County delays from the Kaysville Ponds up to the Layton Hills Mall. Looks like the West Side Bell, 215, all clear. Legacy Parkway rolling along free and clear as well at good speeds. What is the value of an MBA for women? Find out at the University of Utah MBA Information Luncheon for Women, February 7th. Visit womenmba.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check that seven-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Grant. Well, a good-looking weekend ahead. It's a split decision. Saturday, partly cloudy and 47, and then a storm will move in by Sunday afternoon. In the morning, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Winds will bump us up to 48, and then the storm will move in. It'll start as some valley rain and then change over to snow overnight Sunday into Monday. Right now, it looks like an inch or two. Another storm system looks to come in on Tuesday and linger into Wednesday. It, too, looks to be a little bit of rain at the start, changing over to some snow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Downtown, 40 degrees. KSL is rewarding listeners with $500 in free gas. Christopher Zimpfer earned a $500 Maverick fuel card just about a half hour ago. All you have to do is go to KSLNewsRadio.com to register for your chance to earn $500 in free gas. And then just listen. It's courtesy of Maverick, Adventure's First Stop, and KSL News Radio. Tim Hughes is out at the Morris Murdoch Travel Show in Sandy. And, Tim, I'm thinking about a beach and sunshine, umbrellas. How can you help me?
There are so many ways we could help you. You want to go north, south, east, or west, I think they've got something for everybody here. Just before I jumped on with you, as a matter of fact, Grant, they gave away a three-night all-inclusive hotel stay for two in the Dominican Republic. That's got a beach, last
Woo-hoo!
Time I checked. They are doing those hourly giveaways, and there are trips to Hawaii, Mexico, seven-day Royal Caribbean cruises for two. And I've given you the show prices. It's $6 for adults, $5 for seniors. Kids 17 and under are free. But I have neglected to mention that if you bring a can of food to support the Utah Food Bank, you're going to get a dollar off admission. That's a great cause. And speaking of the food bank, you also have the opportunity while you're here to purchase award-winning travel photos with all proceeds going to that same Utah Food Bank. It's fun to go over and see the area where people are sitting down with these vacation specialists from Morris Murdoch and watching the excitement in their eyes as they sit in front of that computer and get their next trip of a lifetime booked to create memories that will last a lifetime. That's what it's all about. The 24th annual Morris Murdoch Travel Show, the original and largest travel show in Utah. They've got over 100 travel vendors just waiting to see you. If you can't get here by 8 o'clock tonight, they'll be here tomorrow from 10 in the morning until 5 at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. The address, 9575 South State Street.
The Black Diamond experts are super excited for the big game on Sunday, and they have a super deal for you this week only. Mention the Super Radio ad and save $75 off any repair or replacement service. You heard right, $75 off electric, plumbing, heating and air repair, or replacement. Black Diamond experts provide super service all along the Wasatch Front, with technicians and offices near you. Always at a fair price, 24/7, even on Sundays. They even offer free second opinion, so you can have peace of mind knowing you're getting the right service at the right price. Whether you need a furnace repair, a new toilet, or an outlet installed for your flat screen, they do it all. Give Black Diamond Experts a call, 801-207-7976, or mention the Super Radio ad to save $75 off any repair or replacement. Financing options are available too, but act fast because this super offer expires on Super Sunday.
You know that mortgage rates have plummeted to a three-year low and are nearing historic lows? At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. However, they seem to be peaking now. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by your Utah Honda certified vehicles. A new Harvard study finds U.S. workplaces are rife with weight discrimination. The report shows implicit bias against overweight people actually on the rise. Despite studies showing the negative impact of such negative attitudes, weight discrimination is still legal in 49 states. KSL Drives Rivian is gearing up to help build electric trucks for Ford, Lincoln, Amazon, and itself. Amazon has ordered 100,000, and Ford plans to build a luxury truck. Retailers are facing another tough year. More than 1,200 store closures have been announced, and it's only January. Many of those closures involve Macy's, JCPenney, and Pier 1. Well, it was another down day on Wall Street for the Dow. The Dow, I don't think they had a gain all week. The Dow gave back 170 points, and they closed under 29,000 at 28,989. S&P 500 lost 30, and the NASDAQ really took it on the chin. NASDAQ dropped 87. People living with a severe allergy know it can be paralyzing, but a young Utah family says there's hope through a new therapy. For Your Life, Your Health, new specialist Allie Davis has the story.
Swallow them down.
Every day, 6-year-old Jules Jones takes her daily dose. Not of cough syrup or pills, but peanut M&Ms. For Jules, it basically is medicine. She has a severe peanut allergy.
I mean, it is a life or death situation. Quick.
Intermountain Healthcare's Dr. Libby Kelly suggested Jules start oral immunotherapy to build up a tolerance to peanuts.
Where we actually start getting tiny, tiny doses of peanut under the tongue or directly into the mouth.
Her mom said it's changed their life.
She goes to school and I don't worry about the kid next to her eating a peanut butter sandwich.
For Your Life, Your Health, Allie Davis, KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic, coming up in 2 minutes.